Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what they're doing, how they're doing it, or why they're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us over at MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. When power comes back, we're over there as the Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to look at and whatnot. And joining us, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States
of America,
and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we won't let you forget that because it is the way it is. Now, Kyle, I saw something yesterday that really was just utterly unbelievable. I believe, first of all, that the governor out there, Gavin Newsom, is going to be recalled. What do you think?
Well, you know, Captain, I think that there's a real feeling in California that obviously something has gone horribly wrong. Gavin Newsom seems to be out of touch with what's really happening. Everybody wants to be safe from the coronavirus, but nobody understands exactly what Gavin Newsom is doing. They can't see, how his leadership is somehow making everything better, or his lack of leadership, perhaps, maybe we should say. But it's a very good possibility. Our friend Tom DelVecchio, of course, is spearheading that whole effort, getting those signatures, and they've gotten a lot of them, and we'll see what happens.
Well, here's the deal. I think the largest city in California is Los Angeles. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, the crime stats came out for Los Angeles yesterday. And the stats that we saw have shootings up. You ready for this? Shootings up 253%. Shootings. Murders are up 150%. And just crime in general is up 165%. There's no rational thinking person anywhere on the planet that would think that that's acceptable.
No, it's not acceptable. And, you know, we hear stories about this or that in different cities, and this is spiked or that is spiked. But certainly they're all unacceptable. Mm-hmm. But especially we've seen this happen in a very short period of time in California.
All right. Well, let's drift down over to the telephone lines here. I think I know who this is. Is this Mel up in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, Captain, this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Good morning, Captain, and good morning, Kyle. Speaking of Gavin Newsom, when you got bail reform and you got people, so many people out of work, I mean, people are getting desperate. They're looking to support themselves or families, I would assume, and try to make some money some way.
Actually, that's not the reason, and I didn't finish
the
reason.
Well, no, I know it's not the reason.
Yeah, it's the illegal aliens that are committing a crime.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they're coming into the country. I like yep. Don King says, you see everybody breaking into the country, but you don't see anybody breaking out.
No.
So, I mean, yeah, you got that element. But to go back to what we were saying, you were saying before, Captain, I guess I lost my train of thought here. yeah, right. Imagine that. Well
the first hour, we talked a lot about the inauguration and that Biden was coming in and the things that he said he was going to do, the inauguration, and talked about Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, who surprised me with what he told Jake Tapper, because he stopped Jake Tapper in his tracks.
Oh, you mean Snake Tapper?
Yeah.
He did. I give the general a big shout out for what he stood up for America and the conservative way of life. But once I get my thoughts together, I get my thoughts back, Captain, I will give you a call back.
Okay.
Oh, that's what it was.
What?
No, it was about Parler.
Oh, yeah.
As well as Parler seems to have a bright future. I wonder when they may be, have an offering as, on the New York Stock Exchange. Whether they'll even be able to list at all with, who was that, Kelly Loeffler's, communist husband, who was the, president of the New York Stock Exchange. Maybe he wouldn't even let them, list.
No, I think, and thanks for the call, Mel. I think that if they want to be a publicly listed company, Kyle, I believe they'll go through the process and just do it, right?
Yeah, one would think. But
I mean, you don't have. Yeah, and it's got nothing to do with Kelly Loeffler's husband, because there's a process that if you want to be publicly listed, it's not up to the stock exchange. It's up to the Securities and Exchange Commission, known as the SEC.
Well, exactly right. But what I think he's pointing up is just, I mean, in the general sense, is that you have this feeling out there that's now starting to permeate that somehow it's okay to silence, cancel, anything that you don't personally like or agree with.
Yeah.
And that's the wrong road to go down in this country.
Okay, and here comes the music. And by the way, yesterday it was little old Mika who turned on Facebook and said, they need to be regulated. They need to be regulated. There's too many people saying too much stuff on Facebook. They've got to be regulated. I heard that and I went, yeah, there's one for the good guys. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, in the times that we're living in right now, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent it. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, a brand new windshield, and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, Port Charlotte, listen up, and other surrounding areas. They're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is call them at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Wow. Were you in the bathroom when you did that?
Well, I'll never tell.
I know, because that's what it's got that echo in it, like as if, well, man, he's standing in a closet or something. No. Anyway, it's got the bathroom sound to it. All right. Well, let's get back over here. You know, we talked about this, but I'm going to mention it briefly again. Trump supporters in the National Guard, quote, might do something to Biden. So said the Tennessee Democratic congressman we talked about last hour. The acting Department of Homeland Security secretary said that in general there was a heightened sense of alert around the inauguration security preps because they had a fire yesterday. And even though it was a minor fire and they put the fire out, they evacuated an entire area because, my God, it could be an attack.
Well,
you talk about paranoia.
Well, sure. Now, obviously, inaugurations have to be secure events. But I do think we're seeing a lot of hyping going on, trying to get a lot of mileage out of the idea that it's Trump supporters, generally speaking, who are looking to overthrow the government and this kind of thing. And I go back again, we talked about this the other night too, Captain. You mentioned Bill Maher saying don't confuse 5,000 people, in his words, with 74 million Trump supporters or Trump voters, because even Bill Maher sees that that's throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And when it has to come from somebody like Bill Maher, I hope that many on the left are listening. He's one of them, but yet he's actually able to see clearly on this issue.
Now, I have some sad news to report for our friends up in Toledo and some of my friends that are from Toledo that live down here in Florida. A 24-year-old police officer by the name of Brandon Stalker was shot and killed by a suspect who brandished two firearms while leaving a house which he entered after an exchange with the police, gunfire exchange, and the young 24-year-old officer was shot and killed. Now, unfortunately, this all happened over what happened at a historic Rosary Cathedral Church in downtown Toledo, which was vandalized with graffiti that read, "Jesus is black and black Jesus." The damage reportedly was at $5,100. And he was charged with that vandalization and arson. He also set a small fire at the city cathedral. And it's just such a shame, such a waste. And our thoughts and prayers go out to the young police officer and his family. Again, 24 years old, Brandon Stalker, Toledo Police Department. May you rest in peace.
Wow. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. How sad.
Yep, it is. And let's get back to where we're going here. Katie Kirk, does she have any relevance anymore in anything? She used to, but oh, remember when she was... Well, I'm now Yahoo News. How long did that last?
Right.
3 months?
Yeah. Thanks for reminding us. Yeah, I don't think anybody remembers that, but you do. That's good.
Yeah. Katie Kirk joins the chilling chorus calling to deprogram the Trump supporters. We need to deprogram these people. They're all brainwashed, in her words, not mine.
Well, that's actually going to be a terminology you're going to hear a lot, in that phraseology, I should say. The idea that, these people they're in a cult of Trump and this kind of thing, and the idea of deprogramming them. But you know, Captain, here's the thing. We might take them seriously about talking about deprogramming people if they would actually think that that others that did riots, actual riots, where people were beaten, where buildings, hundreds of buildings were burned, et cetera, that maybe some people need to be deprogrammed because they went out looking for violence. They were prepared for violence. They did these things. So do they need to be deprogrammed too? But this is just the latest phraseology to go after a political party, political idea, because it's not the approved political idea coming down from those who control the airwaves.
Well, are you holding on to something strong?
Yep.
Hillary Clinton is hinting that Vladimir Putin may have known something about the riots in Washington, D.C., because Trump may have said something to him.
Huh. So what's Putin doing here? What's Hillary saying Putin's doing? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she wants records. She wants the records of the calls to see if Trump called Putin or not.
Well, they can't have it both ways. Either Vladimir Putin...
They're crazy. They're crazy.
Yeah. Well, of course, yeah, but either they picked Donald Trump in 2016, but then Putin decided to either pick Biden or just sit out 2020 election. I mean, they can't have it both ways, but it just seems like here she goes again. Maybe she only has one
speed. I'll say this one time for the people that don't understand politics. Who made a lot of money being paid things by China for whatever? Who made a lot of money?
Well, I know Hunter Biden's, Joe Biden's.
Okay, was it the Biden family or was it the Trump family?
Oh, it was the Biden family, yeah.
Thank you. So, therefore, who sunk all the money into this last campaign along with some other folks to try to get a certain individual, by the name of Joe Biden elected? It was China.
It would be China.
And they kept hollering Russia. And it wasn't Russia. It never has been.
No, and matter of fact, mostly it was Eric Swalwell out there hollering Russia.
Mm-hmm. And he was having an affair with a Chinese spy.
Well, you know, I mean, it just doesn't get any weirder than real life. Sometimes.
And then, of all things, on Martin Luther King's birthday yesterday, the media and the Democrats were finding fault with the Republicans for actually saying something nice about Martin Luther King Jr. when even one of the people, it was one of the members of the squad, I forget which one, it might have been Presley, but made some reference to the Republicans being the party of slavery. No, it's not. Those were the Democrats.
Exactly right. You know, it's just so sad, Captain, that even especially this time, and as folks know, I'm in Boston right now. I'll be back. But I actually got to walk by the Boston University School of Theology, where Martin Luther King Jr. earned his PhD back in 1955. He should be a unifying figure. He doesn't belong to anybody in the grand sense, because he helped to do things to bring America together. The I Have a Dream speech is a watershed of American history, and we all of us had learned something from that great speech and Dr. King's example.
All right.
So it's just sad what they're doing.
Let me answer Eric here. He said, did they overreact at the Capitol regarding the fire? Of course they did. It was a trash fire. And they evacuated a whole bunch of people. So there you go. And then he says, wasn't the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. a registered Republican? Matter of fact, he was.
Well, again, you know, maybe there's an inconvenient truth. I don't know. You know,
sorry, that's the truth.
Yeah. But again, it's anything and everything. It's a total destruction of conservatives. Conservative thought.
Today is Tuesday, right?
Yep.
We can expect to hear that Donald Trump has issued a pardon for anywhere from 50 to 100 people, commutations and pardons before the day ends. Steve Bannon could be amongst them. There could be some other folks. I don't think Julian Assange will be one of them. Too many people to say, nope, it's not going to happen. That Snowden, what's that guy, the Snowden guy that was involved?
Edward Snowden. Yeah,
he's not going to be involved in that either. I don't believe.
Nope, I don't think so. No.
So we'll know by the end of the day, 50 to 100 commutations and or pardons.
Yes. Yeah. And some, I think there was it Lil Wayne, I think, might be on that list. Yeah. And but knowing Donald Trump, there's going to be some suspense, and then there's going to be a big payoff. If anybody can do it, it's Donald Trump.
Yep. Okay, and Christine wants to know how Hillary has any relevance anymore. Well, good question. I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, too. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump issued an executive order Monday evening that would have rescinded COVID-related travel bans first enacted early last year. The bans had kept most non-U.S. citizens who are arriving from Brazil and most of Europe from coming into the country. Trump's order would have lifted the restrictions next week, but a spokesperson for President-elect Joe Biden says he will block that order from taking effect after he takes office. Jen Psaki said on Twitter that the restrictions will be left in place on the advice of the incoming administration's medical team. The state of California reached another grim milestone in the pandemic Monday, becoming the first state to record 3 million coronavirus infections. The state is trying to ramp up efforts to get more Californians vaccinated, as it's averaging more than 40,000 new cases daily. The state's 3 millionth case coming only 44 days after the 2 millionth case was recorded back on Christmas Eve. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Well, today is Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. That's the inauguration of the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden, and his Vice President, Kamala Harris. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I know everybody's so excited. You're jumping up doing high fives right now. Not. Oh, boy. Well, you know, it is what it is, folks. We tried. Didn't exactly work. But we got 2 years to get it right. And I'm here to see to it that I can help you get it right. Okay, let's listen to what Fair and Fair has to say.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slipper fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com.
Now, don't forget they have a 24/7 telephone number. You can actually call right now and see if you have a case. Tell them what's going on with you, and they'll advise you accordingly. Their telephone number is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Now, they do have offices in both Florida and Georgia. So you folks up there listening to me in Georgia, you can take advantage of this, Florida and Georgia. Farrah and Farrah. Now, you spell that F-A-R-A-H, FarrahAndFarrah.com. Their phone number again, 877-245-6707. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there was a lot of stuff going on here yesterday and the day before and even last week when we first heard about this, about the FBI was really seriously trying to find a woman who stole a laptop computer from Nancy Pelosi's office that might have had some top secret or classified information on it. Now, we understand that the FBI arrested this woman who was accused of stealing Pelosi's computer, and she was actually trying to sell it to the Russians.
Well, this is a very bizarre story in and of itself, Captain. We do understand the New York Post is reporting that this person has been arrested. Her name is Riley June Williams of Pennsylvania. She was arrested for entering the Capitol grounds, basically disorderly conduct on the Capitol grounds, entering a restricted building. But so far, she hasn't been accused formally of stealing the laptop. This report evidently comes from someone who's described as a former romantic partner of Williams, who says they have footage, video, as it were, of her taking the laptop. But again, they're still investigating this. And then also that same accusation is saying that she wanted to find a way to sell it, quote unquote, to the Russians, basically. But they're running this down and they're checking it out. But yes, we're seeing more of the story develop. So as it does, we'll let everybody know.
Well, I saw the pictures of her with the computer tucked under her arm as she was going out of the building. I did see that as she was in the crowd that was kind of like retreating from the building. So that's what I did see. All right. Well, here we go. How about this one? Twitter says, you ready for this, Kyle?
Yes.
They will have a global approach when tackling the misleading info and leaked videos that are out there on their website, Twitter.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the global reaction or something like that.
They're going. In other words, they're going to. I don't know what they're going to do. We'll have a global approach when tackling misleading info.
Well, but again, you know, here we go again with the idea of
here we go,
who's
yet.
Deciding. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Who's deciding what is misleading info? You know. Again, we. And of course, people see crazy things on the internet every single day, and people should be able to discern these things. I can, you can, so many people can, but yet the idea is that if we never even get a chance to discern it, then is information flow reduced? Mm-hmm. In other words, somebody else makes that decision for you.
Well, I got a couple of stories out of California. Number one, Senator Kamala Harris yesterday submitted her resignation letter to California Governor Newsom and is a senator no more, turning her new job over, whoever's going to be appointed. And she now will assume her new job as the vice president effective tomorrow because she gets sworn in before Joe Biden.
She does, and I wonder what the I know that other people who have ascended to the vice presidency had resigned their place in the Senate a little bit earlier, let's say, than Kamala Harris did, and of course that also fueled a lot of that speculation.
Yeah,
well,
the rumor
they know
control.
They're still going to lose. Yeah, they're still going to lose, so she's not going to resign. So
yeah,
she still could be senator.
Well, since we've been on the air, I've had not people in the chat room, but I've had three people send me stuff about look, it's not over. It is. Go home. Go to sleep. Take your medication. Lie down. Hey, Wiz. All right, and here's something else. California law enforcement says pipe bombs, illegal weapons, and over 15,000 rounds of ammunition were found at a California man's home and business in Southern California. We're not even being told where this was.
Well, that's exactly right, and they did find a lot of illegal weapons.
They found automatic weapons.
Yes, that's right.
As in machine guns.
Right, and the pipe bombs, of course, that's a very, very concerning indeed. And they were able to safe all of those devices, basically. They were able to either disarm them or take care of them by the bomb squad. But, of course, they're looking into this very, very seriously because this was an arsenal, basically. Mm-hmm.
Now, Senator Josh Hawley, who is, of course, the Republican first-term senator out of Missouri, has found a new publisher for his book, Big Tech, which had been dropped originally by Simon & Schuster. Their loss he's going to make a lot of money with this new publisher. You watch and see.
Well, sure, exactly right. And again, there's a bandwagon movement that starts up. Is Josh Hawley, and correct me if I'm wrong, is the reason they would drop it is because he dared to object to?
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But again, well, then so many people objected to Donald Trump or this kind of thing. And so what is really a process that can be played out by either party is now become somehow sedition.
Now, the vice president currently, Mike Pence, said that he's very proud of the job that he and President Trump did to keep the United States out of any new wars, and kudos to them for that. That's true. And pardon me, actually, what they did was just about end the one we're in, although, mark my words, Biden is going to keep troops in Afghanistan. We're going to probably expand the operation a little bit there, and we might even be doing a little bit more in Iraq as well. Mark my words.
I think you're absolutely right about that, Captain. I hate to say, I think we're going to see expansions on these things. And President Trump tried to bring a lot of the troops home and caught you know what for it.
Yep. And before we run out of time, I just got a couple things here. First of all, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo asked the Pfizer chief executive Albert Bourla for more vaccine. He actually tried to jump the line and get in front of other states who were there ahead of him, saying that, well, I represent New York State.
Well, exactly. Well, Governor Cuomo's finally figuring out that you can't keep everything closed down
ad
infinitum.
Yeah, he wants to open things up now. Yeah. All
right.
And so doesn't the Chicago Mayor Lightfoot. She wants to open things up because of the virus. All right. Now, finally, there's an NBC poll that came out, and I find this amazing. Their poll at NBC said the Trump approval rating was apparently unhurt by the impeachment and the Capitol riot. He's still got a very large plurality, which is true.
Well, that is true. And again, these aren't radical people. These are people across the highways and byways who like the idea of small businesses being able to prosper.
And he will live to fight again. It may just be in a different way. It may not be as a presidential candidate or any kind of candidate at all. It may be as a media mogul because he may buy or start his own media network. A lot of people are putting their money on that one. Or get this one. He may, in fact, try to help out new candidates that want to get started, business people like himself, and help them go through the process to get funding and all that, because, you know, you got to get out and knock on doors and say, listen, I need a little help, $5, whatever you can give me, right?
Exactly, yep.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, well, let's see here. I'm going to look at the screen real quick here. There's a couple of changes that have been made, so we'll let you know what they are, where they are. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along, coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops all across the country, the nation's largest truck stop chain. Check them out. Tell them you were listening to me talk about them on the radio, and I said you'd get a free cup of coffee. And guess what? You will. But then become a member of the Drivers Club at the Pilot or Flying J. And here we go again. 2002 on this one, but it's an oldie song. This song here is 50 years old and still popular today. rocking on. I'm going to save that one for just a little bit later there because I'm going to play the rest of it. I'm going to bring Kyle in here, but holy smokes. You want to get the joint drop and play that one?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Little Richard. Just, yep. That song was 50 years old. And he's no longer with us, unfortunately, but boy, what a talent. Okay, let me read this and get going. High winds could bring down trees, power lines in portions of California, Utah, Montana, Texas, Nevada, New Mexico, and Wyoming. Today, we've already had wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour in Albuquerque, New Mexico, along with a lot of snow. Now, there's threats for flash, urban, and isolated small stream flooding continuing across a lot of areas out there as well. And also, don't forget, we have got a lake effect snow advisory up there in upstate New York and now in Michigan, upper Michigan, off Lake Michigan. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, we do have a lot of high winds, as you mentioned, up even in the state of Montana tonight. Northern Montana high wind warning. This is going to go down through the Great Falls area. It's going to be just a little bit north of Helena, but also now stretching down towards Bozeman, Montana. So we got a high wind watch going on throughout the state there. Also in the southeast corner of Wyoming, high wind warning, high wind watches in Cheyenne, Laramie, and of course over as you head across towards Salt Lake City, also another high wind warning all the way around or all along the coast, the east coast there of the Great Salt Lake. Then also, as you mentioned, in the Four Corners there, we got that winter storm warning and winter storm advisory that's going on. That's been brewing. That's going to be moving east, and this encompasses the southern part of Colorado all the way down to Albuquerque and New Mexico. And in southern New Mexico, you guessed it, high wind warning. We got another one just south of Las Vegas going down towards, looks like into the area of Parker, Arizona, this general area there. Then also Southern California, Central California, Northern California, high wind warnings and advisories that will likely result in the turning off of power as a preemptive measure to go against fire.
Well, I'm going to start out along I-70, the east side, Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri. You've got some dense fog there, runs out towards Columbia, Missouri. On I-70, it goes about 25 miles north of I-70 and about 40 or 50 miles south of I-70, so be advised of that if you're going that away. Now, way up in the upper northern peninsula of Michigan, up above Wisconsin, you got a gale force warning on the lake up there, and you got snow advisory as well way up there in northern Michigan. Over on the east side, the northern east side of Lake Michigan, you got lake effect snow advisory there, as well as down towards the Indiana line right there, I-94, and down in the southern part of Indiana tonight, you've got a general snow coming in along I-64 that takes you all the way into West Virginia. Now, that snow will take you all the way across into West Virginia, and then in West Virginia, when you come up north on 79 headed towards Morgantown, you're going to be in snow pretty much all the way up there, and you'll have it up going into Pennsylvania as well. Now, the weather along Lake Ontario and Lake Erie tonight, the lake effect snow machine has kicked in. You don't have quite as much going on between Buffalo and Ripley, New York right now as what you do up there from Watertown on down to Pulaski and down towards Brewerton, New York, just north of Lake Ontario, all the way over into the Tug Hill Plateau. Now, that's an area that's already had upwards to 3.5 feet of snow. Still snowing here. Snowed all weekend long. Let up for a little bit. Wind picked up again. Boom. Here we go. Gale force winds along the East Coast all the way from Massachusetts and Cape Cod up there where Lynn is, all the way down to North Carolina. And down here in Florida, got to have your woolies on the next couple of mornings there, Kyle. The temperatures, we got a freeze warning in northern Florida. There'll be some temperatures down in the 20s. There'll be some 30s north of me, some 40s right here in my area. So it's going to get a little chilly. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him reporting from Boston. He's been there ever since Saturday. So there you go. Now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is now with us. Let me go over there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, Hillary came out and said something yesterday, and I'm laughing so hard I can hardly stand it when I heard this. Well, Vladimir Putin may have known about the riot in Washington, D.C. Really?
Yeah, she wants Trump's phone records.
Yep. And then...
The woman's delusional.
Well, so's Nancy Pelosi, because she wants a 9/11 commission to investigate all of this.
I'm good with that. Let's do it.
Yep. And let's find out about the Boogaloo Sabu, or whatever the heck they call themselves, that was in that building, as well as Antifa that was in that building, as long as a whole bunch of hardcore folks that were in there from the left and the right side of the aisle that were in that building. And by the way, some of them were paid to be there.
Well, we also need to remember that the police chief, the Capitol Police, mm-hmm. Begged to have additional security, and he was denied. By whom?
Yep.
Then you have a sergeant. Yeah, and then you got mm-hmm. the sergeant at arms
mm-hmm.
who was forced to resign. So if they want a commission, let's do this.
Yep. Pelosi said no, and the mayor of D.C. said no, and the commission, which is appointed by, I believe, the Congress, are they not?
Well, it depends upon... if they want to turn it over to the Department of Justice or not, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, I know they're appointed, so whatever political party's in place, that's where the appointee comes from. But anyway, we're fixing to come up on the top of the hour break. But certainly that was something. And, oh, by the way, they arrested the woman from Pennsylvania. Her name is Riley June Williams. That was originally seen in a couple of videos with the computer that they believe was Nancy Pelosi's computer. They arrested her in Pennsylvania.
She turned herself in.
Oh, she did? Okay. Mm-hmm. But did she have the computer? Because she was trying to sell it to the Russians, we were told.
Allegedly. So we shall see. But obviously something happened there that she turned herself in.
Okay, well, when we come back from the top of the hour break here, folks, we are going to be talking about what is going to happen on the inauguration day. There's 10 things people keep talking about, but I hear the music coming up here, so let's see here. All righty. We'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Little Richard taking us out.
I woke up this morning, loose shoes not in sight. I asked a friend to find a man, they just were tight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.